You are listening to the audio preaching podcast of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Fallbrook, California, pastored by James Christensen. Though located in the heart of Southern California, you will hear powerful, relevant, and life-changing preaching from the Word of God. Pastor Christensen believes that every Christian can reach their potential for the Lord. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Heart is free from sin. I've been washed in. You know, that song's talking about being able to go to heaven someday, and the Jews are God's chosen people, but the Jews still need to call on Jesus as their personal Savior. Being religious isn't enough. Being a member of a church isn't enough, and knowing about God isn't enough. We don't pay our way to God. He's already paid everything. But we must receive his name. That song was talking about we get to be with God if we have Jesus in our heart here on earth. And so the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And so God has an appointment on our life at the end of our life. And if we die in our sin, having only religion or a knowledge of God, if you will, we're not going to be able to go in, as that song was just singing. But if we have Jesus in our heart, not religion, but a relationship with God, amen, because of Jesus, amen, it's a free gift. Amen. Then we can go in where? We don't have to have hell that we deserve. We get to have God in heaven because of Jesus Christ. We get, amen, to go in. And so that's what that song's talking about. I love the music here at Cornerstone Baptist Church. I mean, just the preparation, the study. Nobody's here to impress anybody. We don't compare ourselves to anybody else. But it has content and meaning, and it has some depth to it. And I'm thankful for that. Amen. Amen. Take your Bibles this morning to Ezekiel chapter 38. Ezekiel chapter 38. I've been speaking recently, not as a scholar or not as a and having all the answers or anything like that. But over the last 3 or 4 weeks, studying the scripture about when we turn the TV on, what's going on in the Middle East? What's the issue with Israel being God's people? And where do we fit in scripture? Where does Israel fit in scripture? Where does Hamas and the Palestinians, Russia, China, where does all that fit in the scripture? Where does the U.S. fit in scripture? And the Bible has things to speak about. It's not taken out of context. It's in context. This is a portion of scripture in the book of Ezekiel there in the Old Testament. This is a prophecy of things to come, passage of scripture. God designed through his prophets to write down prophecy that they themselves didn't even know or understand all of what God was speaking, but said to write it down, and these things are going to come to pass. I believe it's important not to be political, but to be Bible studiers of the Word and recognize our position and place as Christians. We're God's people. Now, how are we a Christian? By having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, not religion. Amen. Religion is going to take you to hell in your sin. Yep. A relationship gives the forgiveness of our sins because Jesus is and was God. That's what he said. And so we ask for forgiveness of a surrendered heart, and we believe on the name of Jesus Christ being God, receiving his gift of forgiveness. That's how we get a relationship with God. It's not giving money to a church. It's not being a member of some particular strategic, place. It's not anything having to do with religion or knowledge of whatever kind of position you want to take. It is a heart of surrender to ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Amen. If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and will believe in my heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So asking for forgiveness, David said in the Old Testament, I will be sorry for my sin. You can't go to heaven and have salvation if you're not repentant. Repentance means a surrender. Amen. It does not mean a change of mind. Don't get weird. Yep. So I'm going to change my mind on this. Well, no. God changed his mind in the meaning of repentance. But the meaning from God towards man is not a change of mind. His definition of repentance, using the same word, was a surrendered heart towards him. It's like using the word wine in the Bible. You'll hear people say, well, Jesus drank wine, not in the context you're thinking alcohol is.
That's right.
Because wine in the Bible, spelled the same way, has multiple meanings.
Right.
You have to understand the context. So Jesus' first miracle in Cana, my wife and I have been to Cana, the entire village is, it's about the size of Fallbrook, but it's completely on a hill. You think Fallbrook's hilly. Cana is, in Israel, northern Israel, is very, much more hilly than, hillier than Fallbrook. And that's where Jesus had his first openly exposed scripture explained to us miracle at the wedding, turning the water into wine. Jesus did not turn water into an alcoholic beverage so they can clang their glasses and have a good time and ring their new marriage into an alcoholic stupor.
Right. Come on.
It is not, you say, well, I don't believe that. I don't care what anybody believes. It is not the truth.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. Because God in the flesh, is no possible way that God in the flesh was 1/10, 1/8, however many glasses it takes to get drunk, was not one anything portion of alcoholic drunk, if you will, in the Bible. It's not possible because God is holy.
Right.
And so God turned the water that was lukewarm, distasteful, bitter, if you will, because a lot of that came from rivers and it was dirt and stuff like that, turned it into grape juice.
Amen.
You study the Bible, you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you have to believe it, because the Bible uses now the same word in Proverbs that's called wine and says wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Look not on the wine when it is red. Bible says don't even look at it.
Yep.
So what's the deal? It's the same word. Wine is wine. But wine has multiple definitions.
Right.
It's like the English language. You know, if I were to say a variety of different words we could use. I've been up to Alaska. I saw a bear when we were in Alaska, my dad and I. He took me on a hunting trip in Alaska, and literally saw a bear stand in the Denali National Park, and I would still be in prison today had I shot that bear in the Denali National Park. And we had a moose tag, so we couldn't shoot it anyway, but it stood on its hind legs about from here to me to the sound booth, and it scared me to death. I was so scared. My parents are watching from Arizona right now. My dad knows this is the truth. I literally stopped what I was doing in our little campsite, and I jumped on top of the vehicle. And we were the only ones within probably many, many miles. We were about to be dinner for this bear. Well, we could take the same word and say, you know what? I woke up this morning, and man, I'm just trying to bear the pain in my back right now. Or my wife might say, you'd be around pastor for just a weekend, and it's a bear. If you were to go to the stop sign, you want to go to 7-Eleven, you need a bear left.
Right.
Wine in the Bible, I don't even know how we got on that. But wine in the Bible is the same definition. I guess what I'm saying is that we must recognize that there is a difference between a religion and a relationship, and you've got to confess your sins to God.
Amen.
Not to a pastor, priest, or a person, but to God.
Amen.
To get saved. Just because the Jews are God's people doesn't mean they're going to heaven.
Right.
They're God's people. The Jews are God's chosen people. to create the nation of Israel. I read this morning in an excerpt on Fox News that somebody that was mouthy in Washington, D.C. said, well, we recognize Israel has the right to exist. With all due respect, as an America, but speaking to the diplomats of America, is the nation of Israel doesn't need America recognizing them as a people. God already has. So let's not be stupid, and let's not be part of the dumb culture of Americans to recognize the scripture that says God will bless those who bless his people. So it is in America's best interest to stay on Israel's side. It's not political, it's Bible. I want to show you something in Ezekiel 38 that you may already know, you may not know. But years ago, a pastor taught my wife and I, when we were in Bible college, Ezekiel 38, and we're watching, literally, Brother Nick, we're watching these verses unfold in the Middle East right now. Let's all stand together, if you will. I'll not be long. Ezekiel chapter 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now it's very important that we look at Ezekiel 38. Number one, there's nothing in this Bible that we shouldn't look at every time we have a service anyway.
Right.
So why are you talking about that? Well, it's in the Bible.
Yep.
Well, why are you talking about that? Well, it's in the Bible.
Amen.
Why are you talking about money? Well, it's in the Bible. Why are you talking about wine? Well, it's in the Bible.
Right.
Why are you talking about Israel? It's in the Bible.
Amen.
So it is in our best interest to look more at this Bible than anywhere else.
Right.
Radio, TV, phones, you know, all this. And so as we study the Bible with a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, because of the forgiveness of sins, because of our personal confession towards God in our heart, and the belief that Jesus is God, that we get to be with God someday forever.
Right.
But walking out the footsteps of this life can be tough. And we want to walk it out with knowledge and understanding and wisdom to make good choices that favor truth, that God would be pleased and bless our life. Would that make sense?
Amen.
We got to walk through it anyways. Why walk through it as an idiot?
Yep.
Let's walk through it, studying it to do well.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us here that we must recognize what God is preparing for Israel and what he's preparing for some other countries that are about to go against Israel.
Yep.
He speaks it. And it says here, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, look at verse number 2 now, Ezekiel chapter 38. It's important for you to see your own Bible there. Look at verse number 2. Son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy, meaning the things to come, against them. I want to take a short study just for a few moments this morning and look at what this means, what scholars believe is of Ezekiel 38, and what we recognize through study, how God will always protect his people. Let's pray together. Lord, I ask you for your advice and for your counsel. And we want your heart, your words this morning, not me and mine. But I pray that we would all learn, that we would grow, that we would recognize, and that we would not be foolish with popping off our mouth or our opinion against Israel or what we think is best about this or that. There's a lot of that going on in America right now, even some among Christians who are just ignorant and foolish about the scriptures. And I pray that we would be wise, that we would recognize truth, and that we would always stand with you on your side. And we love you, Lord. Help us to learn this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You can have a seat. Some of us as Christians will turn the TV on and we'll begin to wonder, what's with this? What's going on with Israel and Gaza and Iran and Lebanon and Egypt and Jordan and Iran? What's going on with Russia, China? What is all of this stuff? And we're not real sure about some of these things. And there's still dark sayings in the scripture. We see, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly. And so it's kind of like, you know, trying to look in. And so we see, you know, the truth of maybe some shadows or images, but we're not real sure. And God does that on purpose because a lot of the knowledge of the scripture is reserved to him only personally, and that we're to obey and follow by faith through his voice, us obeying his voice, though we don't fully understand. Does that make sense? And so the Bible begins to explain to us in this prophecy. Prophecy is the things to come. A lot of prophecy is about Jesus Christ personally. There's some prophecy in Scripture about Israel, about what we believe modern day America to be in the Scripture. And my wife and I were speaking last Sunday that you know, as Israel was the new established nation of the Old Testament, and God called them out of Egypt and established a new nation, that is exactly what God did with the United States of America and brought a new people out of nothing to a new soil, undeveloped, some inhabited, and created this nation of America. Did you know the United States of America not only was founded on the Bible, though most of them will reject it to this day, but, you know, Thanksgiving is now Turkey Day, right? But instead, Thanksgiving up to God for allowing them to live through all those winters and pestilence and all those kinds of things. And the United States of America was established and is still governed and structured just like Israel. And a lot of people don't realize that, don't know that. Now, it's been said that America is the new Israel. I mean, it's no guess that God's hand of blessing, protection, authority, power has been on the United States of America. We better keep our heart and our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. But be careful that you're not part of the foolishness of America that waves the wrong flag or chants the wrong words against God's people. Don't do that. Christians are not to side with those who hate God. Because those that side with Allah are enemies of God. That's not a very popular thing to say, but I'm telling you right now, that is thus saith the Lord. Because you cannot have two masters. The Bible says you'll either side with one and hold to the one, and you'll deny the other. You can't have Allah and the God of the Bible. And so this morning I read a different article that said that position politician is heeding President Biden not to side so strongly with Israel. And the exact words were, you're jeopardizing the Islamic, those that have Islam as their faith and are U.S. citizens. You are alarming them, and you're not going to get their votes for a re-up election. Let me just tell you something. You better not side with Allah because you want somebody to favor you in some area of work, family, whatever. Right. You side with God. Doesn't mean you have to be mean. Doesn't mean you have to, you know what Allah, which is the satanic, they go around and slash people and kill people who aren't on their side. We don't do that. But it doesn't mean we don't have a voice to say, that's wrong, I'm siding with God, he's truth. Amen. Bible says that let God be truth and every man a liar. Look at verse number 2, Ezekiel 38. When you study your Bible, it'll straighten a whole lot of your life out. Because God will walk you through how to be married and stay married. God will walk you through how to raise kids and good kids. God will walk you through how to be a good U.S. citizen and how to pay your bills and how to keep your job and get a job and how to get along with people at that job or start a business. God will teach you how to work with people in your life. God will teach you through the scripture how to say no to things and how to say yes to things. God will teach you. So we want to learn this morning, Ezekiel chapter 38. Look at verse number 2. Son of man, set thy face against. So now this is a judgment from God. The son of man here was Ezekiel speaking to the voice to Israel. Anybody on God's side, God says, now I'm going to reveal something that's going to happen later on in life. And I want you to document it, and I want you to tell my people about it. It's coming, which, by the way, it's already here now. And God says, against, now this judgment against Gog. Gog in the Bible is Russia.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us in the land of Magog, that's China. So you should write that down in your Bible. Underscore the word Gog and Magog. Russia and China, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. These are Russian cities. Some believe that Meshech is specifically Moscow. And coming out, the evil that continuously comes out of that, the largest portion of the globe, if you will. From the north, the Bible's about to tell us later on in this chapter. Meshech and Tubal, these Russian cities. Tubal is a major power broker in the north, in the Russian territory, and prophesy against them. Here's what God says. I want my people, God's people, and if you're saved as a Christian, you're God's people. Amen? We're grafted in as Gentiles. It's what the Bible says. And he says here, prophesy these things to come. I want my people to know how I'm going to handle these people. Now, we don't need to stand on a corner and shake some sign and wave some bogus flag that says, God's going to kill all the Chinese. God's going to kill all the... We don't have to do any of that. Why? God doesn't need your or my help in anything.
Right.
He's already declared judgment against this. So I think Americans need to keep their nose out of what's happening in the Middle East, for most of them saying, ah, I'll let Palestine this. Oh, mean Israel for how they're handling Gaza. Most of them never even stood on their soil.
Right.
Have no idea what they're talking about. Sounds like your average moron American anyways. Know it all, knowing nothing. Because when you chant against God's people, you're chanting for the demonic evil presence that's against God.
Right.
So even in your ignorance, there'll be judgment for those.
Right.
So, son of man, set thy face against Gog, Russia, Magog, China. Look at verse number 3. And say, thus saith the Lord God. So this is God's words, God speaking. Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, Russia, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, these Russian power broker cities. All of this manipulation and strategy to wipe my people off the face of the earth. God says, I'm against you.
Right.
Look what it says in verse number 4. And I will turn thee back. You say, why are we speaking on this morning? Well, first of all, it's in the Bible, and we always speak about the Bible.
Amen.
Number two, it is in your best interest to know what God thinks of Israel, so that you know what God thinks of you being his people also, and how to conduct and behave yourself, and where to align your heart with God and God's people. It's not as if we can't turn on the TV and see it unfolding right now. So it's modern day events, the signs of the times. Look at verse number four. And I will turn thee back. And look what God says he's going to do to Russia, and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. God says, modern day weaponry, army, and all the mouthiness. Isn't there a whole lot of mouth coming out of North Korea? Yep. Isn't there a whole lot of mouth coming out of Russia, China, and Iran? Yep. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. They know not what they speak, for they know not the God of the Bible. And the Bible tells them here in verse number five, and God isn't just words like man is. God has the ability to back power with words, unlike man, yep. Right? Look at verse number five. So if God says, thus saith the Lord, it's already done. Yep. Look at verse five. Persia is Iran. Yep. Ethiopia is North Africa. And Libya, North Africa also, with them, all of them with shields and helmet. Look at verse number six, Gomer, that's southern Germany area. And all his bands in the house of Togarma, which is southern Europe. This is all north. These areas are north of Israel. And it says here, of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. There's going to come a time where all of these countries and nations are going to gather together and work together, who hate each other, but work together to try to go against Israel and take Israel off the map.
Right.
Now, here's what some foolish Americans will say, well, why in the world would we want to be a part of that and get obliterated ourselves and tie up with Israel? Oh, you know not the God of the Bible. Because anybody tucked up against God and God's people is going to be protected and blessed. America's doing the right thing right now. Maybe not all the words of some of the God haters in office, but God's heart, the Bible says that God holds man's heart in his hand. And so he'll turn their heart whithersoever he will. And so here's what's happening. The nations involved, all of these nations that were mentioned in verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, Gog, Meshach, Tubal, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and Togarma, all of these, they're going to work together to go against Israel. And you know what God's going to do? At one time, God's going to defend Israel and destroy every one of them at one time. So you better be plotting us as Americans, we're with Israel. We need to get like a huge sign that says, Cornerstone Baptist Church stands with Israel.
Amen.
Matter of fact, let's order that this week. And we're going to put a banner on our property. It's our property. We'll put a banner on how we want to put a banner. And if which, by the way, the Palestinians in New York burned an American flag this week.
Wow.
Poured gasoline on it. And all the wimps stood around and watched it.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't say Palestinian and American, it's not possible.
Right.
They're Islam that is not the God of the Bible. Their Allah is led by Satan.
Right.
And so that doesn't give value to America. They're burning the American values. So don't chant with them. We need to stand firm on the Word of God with a good attitude, not with a fighting spirit, but recognize that, no, hold on a second. The God that I've put my trust in says that those are His people. And the God that I've put my trust in says that His promise for His people can become my promise if I ask Him for forgiveness of my sins and believe that Jesus is God, that we get to be the same promise of His people. I'm going to stand with God and God's people. Amen. You say, what in the world can we do? We can pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. We cannot be of the foolish American society and actually be with the righteous and the truth that stands with God and the Word of God, of which this country was founded upon, the new Israel, United States of America. And the Bible says in verse number 7, be thou prepared and prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In many days thou shalt be visited. Now don't forget, God spoke that in heaven, He views time as one day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like one day. So in the timeline, we're getting close to all this happening. And He says here, and after many days, thou shalt be visited. In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. God's going to give Israel back the land that Israel gave away, but that God gave to Israel. Yep. Lebanon belongs to Israel.
Right.
Portion of Jordan belongs to Israel.
Amen.
Gaza belongs to Israel.
Right.
All the way to the Euphrates River.
Yep.
All of that section of land, portion of Syria, belongs to Israel.
Yep.
It's in the Bible. And God says, I'm giving it all back because I'm going to destroy all these morons.
Yep.
So when you look at the news, don't side with all this. Oh, sad this, sad that. No. Good Israel. God, we stand with you.
Amen.
And we stand with your people. That doesn't mean Israel is going to heaven unless they have a relationship instead of religion. You understand?
Amen.
But even if they're not going to heaven because they just have religion, God says, on earth, while they're living, they're still my people.
Yep. Right.
You say, I don't get it. Well, get this. God said, your ways are not my ways.
Right.
Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are higher than man's.
Yep.
And so here in verse number 8, so we might as well just understand what God wants out of His people, what He's going to do with His people, how He's going to protect and build and increase His people, and what He's going to do with all the enemies. Don't be an enemy to God. As a Christian, don't chant to be an enemy of God.
Right.
Don't send an email that puts down God's people. You're an enemy of God at that moment.
Amen.
Don't do it. Don't try to, well, I got to get along with all my classmates. No, you don't. You don't have to say anything about all these things.
Amen.
Side with truth. Be wise. And God says in verse number 8, and have some courage. At the end of the story here, God wins.
Yep.
Islam loses.
Right, right.
Palestinians and Gaza's given back to Israel. The mouths of all of these people are completely shut because
yep.
they're all destroyed. And if you want to chant with them, you're going to be with them. And as a Christian, you might go to heaven, but your footsteps here on earth are going to end up just like them.
Yep.
So let's not be like that. Let's side with God, side with truth. Read your Bible. Know where God stands and side with God. So the Bible says in verse number 8, after many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. Now look at what it says here, after the Mount of Israel. So that whole region, which have been always waste. If you've ever been to Israel, you would know the entire Middle East is wasteland, desert. I flew over the Sahara Desert, coming from Uganda, Africa, up to London. I flew over that goofy desert 5 hours, flying 600 miles an hour. 5 hours. Some of the college guys that were with me looked down and were like, dude, like, we better not go down now. Because, you know, like, nobody's coming to get us. 5 hours. You know, and so even though that's the Sahara Desert, I get, but it's very similar to that topography of wasteland, the desert. People are fighting over the desert. And it's all because God put that in their mind. You say, no, he didn't. Just read the Bible. It's about to tell us. Look at verse number 9. Thou shalt ascend, or rather verse number 8, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. God says, Israel, I'm going to get rid of all those enemies. We're talking about the end times and things to come. And God says, I'm going to make sure Israel is dwelling in all the land I gave them safely. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. So God is saying all of these nations are going to work together and be like, we're going to get rid of this little irritant gnat bugging us called Israel. Right. We're coming on them. We're going to take their land. And now we're going to establish our religion, which hasn't Islam already. Dome of the Rock, etc. Been there. Look what it says in verse number 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at that same time shall things come in thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. God says he's going to put evil thoughts in these nations' minds. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having their bars nor gates. Didn't that just happen October 7th? They jumped the, you know, and they came and they, I am so for Israel going in. They said that there's over 500 miles of tunnels in Gaza from Hamas. Their headquarters is under the hospital. I hope last week when you heard Israel bombed the hospital, you're like, man, bad Israel. Why were they? You know it's called fake news and lies. To make Israel look like they're the aggressor. They've never been aggressive. Been there twice. They're not aggressive people. But when you punk God's people like that, if it was your wife and daughter, you'd be over there right now saying, you know what? I understand all this and this and this, but we're going after every one of them. God put it in their mind to go take them out. It's all part of prophecy. Look at verse number 12. And take a spoil and to take prey. That's what the bad people did to Israel. That's what God's saying that it's in their minds to do. And to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. The desolate places that are now inhabited. It's called Ashkelon, Ashdod. Remember we talked last week, Gaza is going to be a heap. It's prophecy. Yeah, right. So yeah, but what about their buildings? God said it's going to be a heap. And then God's going to ruin it, run everybody off, and give it to Israel. That's what God said. Amen. So be for what's happening right now with Israel. Amen. And it says here in verse number 12, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods and dwell in the midst of the land, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish and all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold and take cattle and goods and to take great spoil? Therefore, son of man, God's saying to Ezekiel, Ezekiel's a man of God. He's a human being. Right. He was a servant of God. He was the mouthpiece of the Most High. God gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. And God says to Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God. Oh man, it gets good, dude. Amen. In that day when thy people, when my people of Israel dwelleth safely. Think about the last couple weeks. Shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, and all of them riding upon horses in a great company and mighty army. So now it's all, the beehive stirring in the Middle East, right? Yep. Aren't we hearing threats? China says, don't you dare. Yep. Russia's saying, don't you dare, America. Yep. You know, and all of a sudden at this UN meeting on U.S. soil, the Iranian leader, moron, shouldn't have even been on U.S. soil. The God hater came on U.S. soil and said that he was going to come against the U.S. if and all of a sudden we're all like, oh wait, we better double think being on God's side. Because wow. Here's the problem: when the decision makers don't read their Bible, when the decision makers would rather have a rainbow flag that God created the rainbow. And they're for the LGBTQRSV instead of with God, Their minds have been turned to a reprobate. Right. So they don't even know what they're saying. Right. But if you have your Bible and you have a relationship with God, you can be in the world but not of it. Amen. And still be able to put a smile on your face and not have a doomsday attitude, okay? We can look at prophecy and truth and things to come and are and not be like, oh. We could be like, hey, God's coming. Let's do something in our life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, son of man, prophesy, verse number 14, say unto Gog, Russia, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people dwell safely. Look at verse number 15. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee in the riding upon horses. Verse 16. And thou shalt, look at verse 16 now, intensely. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel. Russia's coming after Israel. You say, oh, that's scary. Well, it is, kind of. But when you're God's people like us, and if you're not God's people, you better become God's people like now. Amen. Meaning get saved. Amen. Ask Christ to come into your heart. I read a different article this morning. There's a Hollywood actor, Matthew Perry. You probably heard that he died, things like that. I bring it up for this reason. It has been documented that he spent $9 million trying to stop becoming an alcoholic anymore. Trying to get off the bottle. $9 million. When I read that, I thought, there is no answer for us other than Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Jesus gives us hope. He gives us reason. He connects the wires that we disconnected because of our choices. God brings things to make sense again. He settles us down and he brings relationships back together. Yep. He softens our pride and he gives us the ability to discern and understand. And you can't have that without Jesus Christ. Right. 9 million to ask people to help him get off the bottle. It really tells you, you don't need to pray and ask God to give you more money. What you need is wisdom. Amen. The ability to make choices and stop ruining our lives. The Bible tells in verse number 16, thou shalt come against my people, talking about Russia of Israel, as a cloud to cover the land. So Russia's like, we're coming over them and they're not going to have, if we get involved, it's done. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land. God says, I will bring them. Yep. What? So Russia thinks it's them that is bringing them against Israel. But God said that he's going to give them evil thoughts to come against Israel.
That's right.
It's right there. You say, no, that's not right. You're taking it out of context. No, we're not. God said, I, speaking in the first person, because he said, Son of Man, prophesy, thus saith the Lord. God is speaking. He said, I will bring thee against my land. Yep. Why? Well, you got to always keep reading. That the heathen, those that are not saved, those that are religious but without a relationship, those that need God in their heart through Jesus Christ. Why? That the heathen may know me. Oh, it's good stuff. When I shall be sanctified in thee, O Russia, before their eyes. You know what God's going to do? He's going to bring all this nations together against Israel. And Israel's going to watch it unfold and watch it coming like a cloud coming over the whole land. And many of them are going to be like, I don't want this religion. I want God.
Amen.
And many of the Jews are going to come back to God. Oftentimes, sacrifice and hardship bring people back to God.
Right.
It's good for us. Thus saith the Lord God. Look at verse number 17. We're getting close to being done. Thus saith the Lord God. Art thou he of whom I have spoken of old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog, Russia, shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy, God's speaking of himself. God is speaking here. And in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. God said, it's already done, dude. We're just going to walk it out. Look what God says. Surely, he's speaking of himself. Surely, in that day, there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. There's going to be a huge earthquake. And over the next several verses, it says that all the mountains are going to come down. Let's look at it, verse 20. So that the fishes of the sea, look what God commands the fish, the fowls of the air, meaning the birds, all that. Look what he makes them do. So that the fish of the sea, the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, the creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. Russia's coming on. Russia and all of its group and its nations, they're the instigator. They're the strength behind everything. And they got all these nations going up against Israel. And God makes all of his creation stop and recognize the presence of God. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall, if you've ever seen the walls in Jerusalem, shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him. When I read that, I outlined with a highlighter, verse 21. And I thought about that. Lord, help me not to ever be in a place where you raise up a sword against me. Throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God, every man's sword shall be against his brother. Look at verse 22, and we'll finish in 23. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. God said, as everybody's coming against Israel, he's going to bring a storm.
Yep.
Why? Because the earth is his footstool. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him. We're talking millions of people are going to go against Israel. An overflowing of rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. All this is going to come from heaven. They're going to flood them out. And Israel and the rest of the world is going to watch it, and everybody, the birds, the bugs, the animals, your cat at home, all of us, if we're still here, we're going to be in awe at what God just did. And the Bible says many are going to believe on the name of the Lord. Amen. Look at verse 23. Thus, God speaking in first person, will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. You know what God just said right there? He says, I'm going to prove to everybody Allah ain't no God. All of these other religions and people that bow down and they put their bandanas on and they shake and they got their, rifles and they're all intimidating. God says, I'm going to take them all out. And I don't need people to take them out. I'm going to take them out with my word of my own creation. I'll have rain take them out. I'll bring down fire upon them. I'll flood them out. I don't need people to help me. I'll deal with it myself personally. Amen. And it's begun. Right. Can I just say, with a joyful spirit, side with God and side with God's people.
Thank you for listening to this preaching podcast from Cornerstone Baptist Church. We hope that you were encouraged. For more information about our ministry, you can find us online at cornerstonefallbrook.org.